أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 24th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Now we're getting closer to the end of this blessed month with just a little less than a week left to enjoy the boundless blessings of Allah. And we continue in our series where we're looking at the Quran and the relationship of the Quran with Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and how Allah speaks about him. And so for today, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran, coming to us from chapter number 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 36. And in this verse, Allah says the following, "This light can best be obtained and those guided to it are found in some houses that are usually concealed from people's eyes and for which Allah has provided a way for them to be built and appreciated and for His name to be mentioned and invoked therein. In them glorify Him in the morning and in the evening." Now this verse of the Quran unveils a profound metaphorical image portraying certain houses as beacons of spiritual enlightenment and divine remembrance. These houses, concealed from the ordinary gaze, are sanctuaries where Allah's name is revered and invoked, radiating with the light of guidance. Now, this verse comes at the heels of the famous verse of light, the passage of the Quran which contains one of the most unique comparisons. Now, although that verse is not a part of our discussion, and it would probably take us hours or days or weeks to analyze it thoroughly, but I want to mention the verse here as it'll aid us in better understanding the verse under review. So if you go to chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 35, you would see that Allah says the following. "Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light is like a niche wherein is a lamp. The lamp is in a crystal, and the crystal shining as if a pearl-like radiant star, lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree that is neither of the east nor of the west. The oil would almost give light of itself, though no fire touches it. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He wills. Allah strikes parables for people. Allah has full knowledge of all things." It's following this verse that the verse under review for today comes. And what a beautiful verse it is. However, before we can appreciate the verse for today and how it relates to the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we need to know something about chapter 24, verse 35, the verse of Nur. Now, in some of the Islamic teachings and writings, we've been told or introduced that light could mean several things. The Quran, knowledge, intellect, faith, guidance, Islam, the Prophet, as well as the Immaculate Imams. Thus, one meaning of Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth could mean that Allah is the guide of the heavens and the earth. So now we should have a basic image in our minds and the example that Allah is setting for us of His light. The first thing is that Allah says that Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. He then goes on to explain that by him giving us the example of His light, that it is a niche in wherein is a lamp. The lamp is in the crystal. The crystal is as if a pearl-like radiant star. And that lamp in the crystal, in the niche, is lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree. That oil from that olive tree which lights that lamp is neither of the east nor of the west. And the oil would almost give light of itself, although no fire touches it. Then Allah confirms that this is light upon light. He then ends the verse by saying, "Allah guides to His light whom He wills. And Allah gives parables for people. And Allah has full knowledge of all things." Now, as I said, you know, this verse is very intense, it's very deep. And it's a verse in which our scholars have written extensive commentaries on. And as I said, it would be impossible for me to do any sort of justice to its deeper meanings, and so I need to skip that and get back to our point of how this verse for today relates to the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Where is this brightly shining lamp located? Is the lamp laying in an alley or in a closet somewhere? Is it a lamp which everyone has access to? Or is it in everybody's homes? Is it available online for sale? What is it? Where is it? How do I tap into the light? The answer to all of these questions can be summed up to say that this is a lamp of guidance, which everybody must seek out, as is seen in the next verse where Allah tells us, The lamp is in the house, is in houses which Allah has permitted to be raised, and that His name be mentioned therein. But what is meant by these houses? What do these houses have as unique qualities that other houses don't have? Is it a physical house? Is it a spiritual house? What is the meaning of this? Well, the answer to that hopefully can become a bit more clear. When Allah says, and He clarifies it by giving a characteristic mention where He says that in these houses, morning and evening, there are people that glorify Him. Now, let me make this very long discussion short and get back to the point, because I've rambled on for a couple of minutes, which may not have added benefit. Hopefully it has. But without a doubt, based on hadith, the house which contains the light of Allah is not just anybody's house. As Muslims, we don't go to just anyone for guidance. Although many people are respected, we don't go directly to the homes of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. Although many wives of the Prophet are respected, we don't go directly to the homes of any of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, to get guidance and to seek the light of Allah. The only doors we are permitted to go to, the only homes we are allowed to enter for guidance, belong to those that have been kept away from all forms of impurity, ensuring that the light of Allah burns and strong in their home, allowing others to take from that light, and that light and that fire, that divine light, does not become tainted and polluted by individuals that are not pure. And in the context of our faith, brothers and sisters, that house is the house of Ali and Fatima, peace be upon them, and the Immaculate Ones from their progeny. Now, the house of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, symbolizes a sanctity and enlightenment alluded to in the Quran in the verse for today. His house serves as a hub of spiritual nourishment and divine remembrance. Within the walls of his home, Allah's name is glorified in the morning and evening, and the light of guidance shines brightly for those seeking that enlightenment, unless they go to the houses filled with darkness. As the custodian of divine wisdom and the bearer of prophetic knowledge, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his household, they become the metaphorical representation of the illuminated abodes mentioned in the Quran in the verse that we are reviewing today. This verse of the Quran, brothers and sisters, emphasizes the divine providence in the construction and appreciation of these sanctified houses, suggesting a deeper spiritual significance beyond mere physical structures. Imam Ali is a household imbued with the essence of divine presence, piety, perfection, purity, and remembrance exemplifies this profound connection between the physical and the spiritual realms. Now, it's not only his house, but those of his 11 successors from his progeny, culminating in our final Imam and the final house, and that is Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his return, that his house continues to glow bright with the divine light of guidance of Allah. Now, let me conclude here this very lengthy discussion today. Although the name, as we know, of Imam Ali was not mentioned in the Quran at all, nor in the verses which we are reviewing or the verse of today, that is, again, where the hadith come into play. And given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door and their home of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration which adds clarity to this verse. And this hadith is found both in the Shia collection of hadith as well as in the Sunni collections of hadith. And it states the following, that this hadith is reported to have come to us from a companion known as Burayda and another individual who was with him who is not mentioned in the hadith. But they say that the Messenger of Allah recited this verse, in houses which Allah has permitted to be raised and that His name be mentioned in them, exalting him within them in the morning and the evenings. A man stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, which houses are these? In response, the Prophet said, the houses of the prophets. Then Abu Bakr stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, is this house among them? Meaning the house of Ali and Fatima? And the Prophet replied, yes, it is the best of those houses. Let us now come to some practical tips for the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is the House of Light. The Masajid and other Islamic centers serve as a conduit for attaining divine guidance and represent spiritual enlightenment. But the true light comes from the guidance of Imam Ali and his family. Imam Ali's household is likened to the House of Light, contrasting with other dwellings symbolizing spiritual darkness. Thus, even if you have a multi-million-dollar masjid or Islamic center, but it is devoid of the name, remembrance, and the teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his immaculate family, that house is actually devoid of Allah's light. It is a house of darkness. Point number two is a recognition of superiority and distinction. Not all places or individuals are equal. Some hold superiority over others. Allah elevates certain individuals, as seen in the Quran with prophets and messengers, highlighting their distinction. And among the people that were elevated are the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And they hold a unique and elevated position, surpassing everybody in greatness. Not only that, but his house, as modest as it was, the house of Imam Ali becomes the place which Allah refers to as houses that house the divine light of Allah, and from which his light shines to the entire system of creation, guiding all that want the guidance of Allah. Point number three is the true purpose of the masajid. Masajid are primarily intended for prayer and remembrance of Allah. However, as the Prophet has shown, praising Imam Ali is, in essence, glorifying Allah for instilling virtuous qualities in him, as depicted in the Quran. Reflecting on Imam Ali's virtues during Ramadan reflections serves as a means of learning from his example and striving to emulate his qualities. And one of them is the worship of the Commander of the Faithful. And that is the best form of worship, to remember Ali. As a closing reflection, reflecting on the significance of frequenting masajid and venerating figures like Imam Ali underscores the profound spiritual connections in Islam. It emphasizes the intertwined nature of divine guidance, human exemplars, and the sanctity of places of worship. As a final thought, as we continue to seek divine guidance and spiritual enlightenment, may we remain mindful of the exemplary figures like Imam Ali, whose virtues illuminate our paths and inspire us to draw closer to Allah. Through remembrance and emulation, may we strive to embody the noble qualities that lead us towards spiritual fulfillment and closeness to the divine. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.